With the Shivasa Batamas and the 3 weeks not too far away. So I'd like to speak about a topic which is relevant to the fast days and to the 3 weeks. I'd like to start by connecting it with an idea to the parasha. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis, speaks about the pasuk which we say weekly, speaking about Bilam, that Bilam wanted to curse us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the klolos, what Bilam wanted to do to curse Klal Yisrael, he changed it to bracha. And the Gemara says that if you look at the pasuk, it says Vayafai Hashem es haklola levracha. It doesn't say klolos, the curses. It says klola, just one klola. So the Gemara learns that really all of the brachas of Bilam, we can see from the brachas what he wanted with a klala. And the Gemara goes through all the brachas and says he wanted there shouldn't be a melech, v'yorei malkai, that we learned that Kosher gave us a bracha of kings, but we learned that he wanted we shouldn't have a king, we shouldn't have fruit trees, and kaganos aleinar, we learned from his bracha that we had some extra fruit trees. So we see from the brachas what he wanted from the klala. He wanted shalayi lahem bati knesios or bati midrashas. They shouldn't have shuls and bati midrashas. And it says matovu ayalecha Yaakov. But eventually, all of Bilam's brachas kulam chazru leklala. They all went back to the klala that he intended, apart from one, apart from the one of matovu ayalecha Yaakov. That this intention of Bilam that they shouldn't have bati knesios or bati midrashas, that was never fulfilled. So therefore, Vayafai Hashem Lekecha Lecha is a klala levracha. The one klala never went back to being a klala. That always remained a bracha, matovu ayalecha Yaakov, whereas the other ones eventually did go to a klala. So we see in this Gemara that the word Vayafai means a complete reversal. So one of the klalas was a complete reversal, so it's a klala levracha, whereas the other ones, it was a temporary reversal, but since the klala eventually did happen, we can't say that was a vayahafaych. And therefore it's just one vayahafaych, a klala, one of them turned into a bracha. Now the Taz, at the beginning of Hilchos Tisha B'Av, is Simen Tov Kuf Nun, so he uses this idea in a very interesting way in connection with the fast days and the 3 weeks. And to see what the Taz says, I'd like to first of all learn a Mishnah and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah with you. So the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, says at the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Al Shisha Chodashim Hashluchim Yaitzin. So the Mishnah says that for 6 months, the Shluchim, the messengers of the Beis Din, used to go out to all areas of Babel, of the Golas, to tell them when Beis Din had made Rosh Chodesh. So what were the 6 most important months that the Shluchim went for? Al Nisan, Mibnei HaPesach, they went on Nisan to tell them when they needed to keep Pesach. Al Ov, Mipnei HaTanis, they needed to go Ov, because of the Tanis of Tisha B'Av, they needed to tell them when to keep Tisha B'Av. Al Elul Mipnei Rosh Hashanah, for Elul, so they'd know when to keep Rosh Hashanah. Al Tishri Mipnei Takonas HaMoedos, Tishri for the Yom Tovim of Sukkos, Tishri, which is Yom Kippur and Sukkos. Al Kislev Mipnei Chanukah, Kislev for Chanukah. Val Adar Mipnei Apurim, Adar, they went because of Purim. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Yotzin Afal Iyar, they would also go for Iyar, when they Pesach Katan, for Pesach Katan, which we call Pesach Sheni, so that they would know when the time of Pesach Sheni was. So the Gemara picks up on this idea of Av Mipnei Atanis. So the Shluchim went out for one fast day, an Av, to tell them when Tisha B'Av was. The Gemara asks, well, one second, what happened to the other fast days? V'leif gunami at Tammuz v'teves. Why didn't the Shluchim go out for Tammuz and Teves, which we call Shivasa v'Tammuz, Asara v'Teves? So are these not important fast days? Why was it that the Shluchim would only go out for Av Mipnei Atanis, not for the other months? Yeah, so we'll see. I'm sure you know the answer to the Gemara. The Gemara says, how do we know about these other fast days? Domer of Chana bar Bizna, Omer of Shimon Chasida, my dear Siv, it says in the Paskins, Chari Perek Ches, Koyomar Hashem Tzvokos, Tsoima Ravi, Tsoima Chamishi, Tsoima Shvi, Tsoima Asiri, Yelebes Yudel Lasasa, and Simcha. So the fast of the fourth month, the fifth month, the seventh month, the tenth month will be Sasa and Simcha. So the Gemara says, Kari Lu Tsoim, it calls it a Tsoim, the Kari Lu Sasa and Simcha, and it also calls it Sasa and Simcha. But when there's shalom, yiyu l'sasayin l'simcha, ain shalom tzayim. There's no shalom, it's a tzayim. So the Gemara looks at the pasuk, and the Novi Zechariah says that one day, the fast days will be sasayin l'simcha, the fourth, the fifth, the seventh, and the tenth, which the fourth is Tammuz, counting from Nisan, the fifth is Av, Shvi is Tzayim Gedalia, and Tishri, Asiri is Teves. And the pasuk says it will eventually be sasayin l'simcha when there's shalom. When there's no shalom, it's a tzayim, because it calls it a tzayim. The tzayim will be sasa na simcha. When there's shalom, it will be sasa na simcha. When there's no shalom, it will be a tzayim. So, if there's no shalom, if it's a tzayim, if they're going out for Tisha B'Av, then why didn't they go out for the other fast days of Tammuz and Teves? Answers the Gemara. Well, it's not so simple. There's another factor that we have to take into account. Omer of Papa, Hachi Kamar, this is what it means. Bezman shiyesh shalom, yiyul sasana simcha. When there's shalom, when everything's perfect, Rashi learns, the Gemara seems to say later on, when there's the Beis HaMikdash, when we have that shalom, that perfect state of shalom, then these days will be a sasana simcha, they'll be yomim tovim. Yesh gezeiras malchus, however, when there's a gezeiras malchus, which the Rishonim call a shmad, when there's persecution, then tzayim, then it's a tzayim. However, when there's a middle stage, ein gezeiras malchus, ve'ein shalom, when there's no persecution, there's no shmad, but there's no shalom, so you haven't got the perfect state, but it's not terrible either, so it's the middle stage. At that point, rotsu misanin, rotsu ein misanin. If they want to fast, they can. And if they don't want to, they don't have to. The Gemara says, so what about Tisha B'Av? Shani Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is different. There were many tzaras on Tisha B'Av, because it says, Tisha B'Av charav v'ayis barashayinu. This year, the first and the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Nilkato Beita. Beita was captured. Necha Shahir. The city was plowed on Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av was terrible. There were lots of tzaras. So we always have to keep Tisha B'Av, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, if there's no shalom. With the other fast days, it depends. If there's persecution, if there's shmad, we have to keep all of the fast days. If there's a middle stage where there's no Beis HaMikdash, but there's no shmad, then with the other fasts, if they want to, they can fast. If they don't want to, they don't have to fast. And when it comes to Tisha B'Av, however, they do have to. Now, what's the Mishnah talking about, therefore? The Mishnah was talking about a time where, as Rashi says, there was no Beis HaMikdash, but there was no Shmad. It wasn't a time of Tzoras, and therefore they were fasting Tisha B'Av because of all the Tzoras of Tisha B'Av. But with the other Tanesim, it was up to them. If they wanted to, they could fast. If they didn't want to, they didn't have to fast. And even if they were fasting, but still, since it's not the same severity as Tisha B'Av, it wasn't necessary for the shluchim to go out to tell them when to fast, because it wasn't a chiyuv in the same way that Tisha B'Av was. And if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, this is how we seem to paskin. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, nowadays everyone has decided that we do fast the other fast, but still Tisha B'Av is on a different level. Tisha B'Av starts the day before with all the chumras of Tisha B'Av. Whereas the other fast, nowadays we've accepted to fast upon ourselves, but strictly speaking, there was an element of choice with Rotsu if they wanted to, or if they didn't want to.
So when was the Beis
HaMikdash? Yeah, because Rashi learns that the Mishnah is talking about when there wasn't a Beis HaMikdash. And there still was a Sanhedrin, yeah. Yeah, because that's right. And the Rambam says that the Luach that we have only started at the end of Zman HaGemara, after Abaye v'Rava. So that there was still, they still needed a Beis Din to be Koveh Yom Tovim at that point. Now, how does that connect to the Vayahafaych? So, the Beis Yosef in Tov Kuf Nun asks a question on the Gemara. So, how do we learn that these tanaisim have different status? Because it calls it a tzaim, but it also calls it a sasana simcha. So the Beis Yosef asks, well, what do you want the pasuk to write? What did you want Zechariah to say? At the end of the day, these days were fast days, which Zechariah was telling them. When there's shalom, there'll be yomim tovim, there'll be sasana simcha. So what's wrong with him calling it tzaim haravid, tzaim hachamish? He's saying these days, which were once fast days, they will be sasana simcha. How can the Gemara learn out that sometimes it's still a tzaim, and it's also going to be sasana simcha? Maybe he's saying what used to be a tzaim will be sasana simcha. What's the question of the Gemara? He calls it a tzaim and he calls it sasana simcha. So the Beis Yosef says, well, he could have called it yumei haravi, yumei hachamishi, yumei why did he say a tzaim ha'asiri? The fact that he uses the word tzaim instead of just referring to the days of this month suggests that there's still an element of tzaim even nowadays. But the Taz says a fascinating answer. He says, if you look at the, it's a little bit difficult to read into the Gemara, but the pasuk, what does Zechariah say? He says, these days, ye ye lebeis yodah lesasana simcha. He doesn't say yahafeich or ye hafeich. It doesn't say it will be transformed into sasana simcha, because we've seen in the Gemara that when you have the Lashon Yahafeich, that's a permanent transformation, like the klala of Bilam, of they shouldn't have shuls and bat midrashas. That was Yahafeich, that was transformed completely into a bracha. So it says the Taz, it doesn't say in the Pasuk, the days will be Yahafeich l'sasana l'simcha. It just says, Yeye l'sasana l'simcha. So the Gemara learns from there, it's a Yeye, it's not a Yahafeich. So we see from there, even though it's a sasain, a simcha, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, there's still the possibility of it going back to being a tzaim when there is a time of shmad, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, or tzara, when there's no Beis HaMikdash there anymore. So according to the Taz, it's not necessarily the language of tzaim so much, but it's the fact that it doesn't say yafeich or be transformed, it says yeah. So there's always that possibility of it being a tzaim and a sasain and simcha. In fact, the Taz says in the piyutim he brings, I'm not sure which one, whether it's in the slichas or yotzras, I'm not sure where the piyut is. He says actually says that these tzaimus yafeich asasana simcha. We ask in the piyutim it should be completely transformed into, you know, with Moshiach, that it will be completely transformed into a sasain or simcha. Okay, so we've seen, according to at least Rashi's understanding of the Gemara, so there's a few different stages of these fast days. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, there will be Sasana Simcha. There's an intermediary stage of Tishbav. Yes, the other fasts are more optional. And then there's the Shas HaShmad, which the Gemara says where it has to be at Tzom. So somebody asked me once, did they keep Tishbav, the fast of Tisha B'Av, in the second Beis HaMikdash? So clearly in the first Beis HaMikdash, there was no Tisha B'Av yet. They hadn't experienced the whole day of Tisha B'Av, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. What about the second Beis HaMikdash? Were they keeping Tisha B'Av, the fast of Tisha B'Av, at that stage or not? Is that a sasain of simcha? Was it a Yom Tov or was it a fast? Yeah, so the second Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't quite, the third Beis HaMikdash, they were still lacking five things from the first Beis HaMikdash. So it wasn't perfect by any means. So was that enough to transform Tisha B'Av to a Yom Tov? Or were they still fasting Tisha B'Av during the second Beis HaMikdash? So at the time I wasn't sure. Now I looked into the sugya, and according to Rashi, this seems to be Mefurash Psukim in Zechariah. So Rashi, it's a little bit later on Yud Ches on the base, so he picks up on the Gemara that says Talinu v'Binyan. The Gemara seems to say these fasts are Tali on the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi says if you look at the Psukim in Zechariah, where Zechariah says that these fasts will be a Yom Tov, so what was going on? And Zechariah Parak Zayin, so the people approached Zechariah just at the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. It was the fourth year of Daryovesh, the son of Achashverosh, who started building the Beis HaMikdash. I think he started building it in the second year, and then sort of 2 years in, they came to Zechariah. And they said to Zechariah Zayin, Ha'evke b'chodesh ha'chamishi, should I cry in the fifth month? So what's the fifth month? So the fifth month, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av.
So they were Mamash asking him this question. Are you to fast for 70 years on Tisha B'Av? But now the base of Mikdash has been rebuilt. Should I fast now on Tisha B'Av or not? This was the exact question that the people were posing to Zechariah HaNavi at the beginning of the second base Hamikdash. And what does he answer them? So he, according to Rashi, he says back to them, this pasuk, it's a whole a parak later, Koyom Arashem Tzvakos, Tzom Harvi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, Tzom HaSiri, Yelevet Yodil HaSasa HaSimcha. So he answers that question, that it's going to be a Sasa HaSimcha. What was he talking about? Now it's going to be a Sasa HaSimcha, because he's answering that question. Rashi says, Kashet Nivne Ba'i Sheini. That's what Zechariah said in reply to their question, that is going to be a Yom Tov in the Ba'i Sheini. So according to Rashi, it's not just a Gemara, Rashi reads into the Gemara, it's Psukim, that Zechariah, who says this Nevuah, was actually speaking about not Moshiach, necessarily, but he was answering a question, I mean Moshiach as well, Kal V'chaimah, but he was answering that question with regards to the second base of Mikdash, and for that he said it's all a Sas and a Simcha, all of them are kept as Yom Tovim during the time of the second base of Mikdash. So that's Rashi. Now, if you look at Pirush HaMishnayos of the Rambam, so he learns differently. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos on this Mishnah, so he says, Al Shisha Chodashim Hashluchim Yotzim. So the Mishnah says they went out for 6 months. So the Rambam says, Yerushalayim HaYibaisin Sholchim Hashluchim L'chol HaRotzim. From Yerushalayim they sent out messages to all the land. Or Babayis Sheni, and in the second base of Mikdash, Lo Hayim Sanin Lo Yasara Bateves, Lo Shivasa Batavas, Elo, Misha Haya Roitse Misana, somebody who wanted to fast could fast them. Misha Lo Haya Roitse, Lo Haya Misana, or Mipneze Lo Haya Yotzin Ateves Vatamas. And because of that, they wouldn't go out for Teves and Thomas. So he learns, during the second base of Mikdash, they could choose whether they wanted to fast Asara Bateves and Shivasa Batamas. Even though for the other fast they had the option, but Tisha B'Av, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, because of the tkifas minei ha'evel, so they didn't have a choice, and they had to fast on Tisha B'Av during the Bayis Sheni. So the Rambam says that the Mishnah itself is actually speaking during the time of the Bayis Sheni. Not like Rashi said, it's speaking about after the Bayis Sheni. The Mishnah, that Shluchim Lagat for Av, is Bayis Sheni, during the Bayis Sheni. And therefore, when the Mishnah says that they sent out Shluchim for Av, that was during the Bayis Sheni, that they fast Tisha B'Av then. And the other fasts were optional during the Bayis Sheni. And that's why they didn't send out Shluchim. So the Rambam argues with Rashi, and he says they did fast Tisha B'Av during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. Now, there's a number of questions on the Rambam. So I'll share with you three questions. So, first of all, the Tashbat asks a question on the Rambam. He says that the Mishnah doesn't read so well according to the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, that it's talking about during the Bayis Sheni, so it says they sent out all the Shluchim. Now the last line of the Mishnah, Uchashahaya Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Yaitzin Afal Iyar, Mnei Pesach Katan. They also sent out Shluchim for Pesach Sheni, because that was relevant when there was a Beis HaMikdash. Now, according to the Rambam, the whole Mishnah is speaking about when there was a Beis HaMikdash, when there was a Bayis Sheni. So how can the Mishnah finish? When there was a Beis HaMikdash, they sent out for Pesach Katzah, for Pesach Sheni. According to the Rambam, the whole Mishnah is speaking about during the Bayis Sheni. A second question on the Rambam. Why is Tisha B'Av different? Why was Tisha B'Av kept when the other fasts weren't kept? So the Gemara says, because Huchbalu Tzaras. Because the tzaras were doubled. Kefal is double. Why? Because Chorav HaBayis Bereshayino Vishnia. Now, it's only a Huchbala, it's only doubled after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Because then we know there were two tzaras, the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, Beitai. But the Kefal, you would have thought, is going on the fact that there were two destructions, two chorbanas. Now, according to the Rambam, that they fasted during the second Beis HaMikdash, in what way was that a chuchbelu tzara? Because they'd only had one chorban, only the chorban bais rishon. So why was Tisha B'Av treated in a way which was more strict than the other fast days? They hadn't yet had the stage of chuchbelu tzaras, where there was a double chorban. Because even in the second Beis HaMikdash, before the second chorban, they were also fasting on Tisha B'Av, whereas on the other fast days, they weren't yet fasting. A third problem with the Ramban is how does he learn the psukim? Because as Rashi points out, they asked Zechariah, should we fast on Tisha B'Av at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni? And Zechariah said, Sasa Nasimcha. So it seems to be Zechariah was talking about the second Beis HaMikdash. How can the Rambam say that they fasted Tisha B'Av during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash? Yeah. Yeah, okay, so we'll get to that. Okay, so first of all, we asked on the Rambam. So the Rambam says the Mishnah is during the Bayis Sheni. So the Tashbats asked, well, it's a bit difficult because the end of the Mishnah says, Och Shehoyah Beis HaMikdash Kayim, they went for Pesach Sheni. So we'll have to say that the Rambam learns when the Beis HaMikdash was there, they go for Pesach Sheni. And it would only go out when there was a Beis HaMikdash for Pesach Sheni. With regards to the other things, they'd go out whether there was a Beis HaMikdash, whether there wasn't a Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah is not as easy as Rashi, but I say the Rambam sort of forces that pshat into the Mishnah. Okay, another question we asked on the Rambam. Well, the Chuchbelu Tzaras, the double Tzara, was only after the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So how did the Rambam learn Chuchbelu Tzaras when they'd only had one Chorban? So actually the Ritva learns that Chuchbelu Tzaras means the Tzaras were coupled up. That means the Tzaras of Tisha B'Av are connected. And how are they connected? He says, what was the first tzara? That the Meraglim came back on Tisha B'Av, they cried on Tisha B'Av, the Gezerah on Aviseinu, not to go into Eretz Yisrael. He says that was paired up with the Churban Bayis Rishon. And the Churban Bayis Sheni is paired up with Beitar, which is a similar time period, but the idea of not going into Eretz Yisrael with the Meraglim, and the idea of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, not having Eretz Yisrael in the ideal way. So that's what the Gemara means by Chuchbelu, that the Tzaras are paired up, that the Meraglim is paired up with the Churban Bayis Rishon, and in that way, there's a Chuchbelu even before you get to the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos on this also points out that the Chuchbelu is not as simple as you would think, because he says, what's Chuchbelu by Tzara? Tosfos asks a question, says Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, was also plenty of Tzaras of Shiva Asa B'Tamuz. The Mishnah says there were five things which happened on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz. So why don't we say Shiva Asa B'Tamuz is as strict as Tisha B'Av? So Tosfos says, Churban Beis HaMikdash Takifa Tuva. That yes, Shiva Asa B'Tamuz also had Tzaras, but the Churban Beis HaMikdash is a special Tzara. And therefore, we could say that the Rambam holds Chuchbelu by Tzaras, that it was a very intense Tzara. The Tzara of Churban Beis HaMikdash is very severe, and therefore, even in the second Beis HaMikdash, they were still mourning the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, which was the intense Tzara of Chuchbelu Tzara. And then we say, well, how does he learn the psukim of Zechariah? So if you look in the Malbim, so the Malbim says that they came to Zechariah, and what was the suffix of the people who came to Zechariah, whether they should fast Tisha B'Av during the second Beis HaMikdash? He says it was because they realized that the second Beis HaMikdash wasn't quite the ultimate Geula. So, as he mentioned before, the Gemara in Yuma says that there were five things missing in the second Beis HaMikdash from the first Beis HaMikdash. They didn't have Shechina, they didn't have the Urim Batumim, they didn't have Aron HaKodesh, they didn't have Nevuah. So there were plenty of things that were missing from the second Beis HaMikdash. The Malbim in the Psukim learns, he counts six things. He says that they didn't have the Shechina. Sorry?
Ish min hashamayim. I believe so, yeah. He says the Persians were still ruling over them. They didn't have kibbutz Goliath yet. There were still plenty of people in Bavel. The land was desolate. There were no trees. It wasn't a pleasant land anymore. The Kutim were still there. There was no king from Malchus Beis David. So there were plenty of aspects of the second Beis HaMikdash which they realized wasn't quite the same as the first Beis HaMikdash. That was their question to the Navi Zechariah. So they wanted to know, should we fast or not? Zechariah says back to them, Yulasasun al Simcha, and then he answers for her, Emes v'ha shalom ehavu. You have to love Emes and Shalom. And the Malbim learns in that that the answer was, if the second Beis HaMikdash had the potential to be something special, if there was MS, if there was Shalom, if they did everything they were supposed to, the second Beis HaMikdash could have been something very special. However, as we know, they didn't have Shalom. The churban of the second Beis HaMikdash was because they of Sinas Chinam, they didn't have Shalom, and therefore it didn't sort of transform to being something more special than it started off, and it remained as a Beis HaMikdash without the five things, with all these problems, and therefore they still continue to fast during the second Beis HaMikdash because they didn't reach this level of the end of the pasuk of Emes v'Shalom Ehavu, of having ultimate Shalom, where they would have been the second Beis HaMikdash would have progressed to being something greater than it was. Okay, so that's the machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi. Now, with the Shiva Asa V'Tamuz next week, so I'd like to speak about the dates of Shiva Asa V'Tamuz, which Tosfos here in Gemara Rosh Hashanah picks up on. So we said, what's Shiva Asa V'Tamuz in the Pasuk is Tzom Horavi. So the fourth month is Shiva Asa V'Tamuz, Nisan Iyar Sivan Tamuz, that's the Tzom Horavi. Now, if you look in the Gemara here, what does the Gemara call Tzom Horavi? So the Gemara says, B'tisha L'chaydesh, the Gemara says, yeah, B'tisha L'chaydesh, on the fourth month, in the ninth of the month, V'tiboka ho'ir. So the wall was split on the ninth of the fourth month, the ninth of Tammuz. So the Gemara here calls it Tisha B'Tammuz, the ninth of Tammuz. Now, Tosfos picks up on this. He says, we know we fast Shiva Asa V'Tamuz, so why did the Pasuk say that the wall was split on the ninth of Tammuz? So the Gemara quotes the Gemara in Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Tanis, Haina Boroshoina, that was in the first Beis HaMikdash, Avo Bashnia Huvka B'Yud Zayin. The second Beis HaMikdash, the wall was split on Shiva Asa V'Tamuz. And therefore, we fast Shiva Asa V'Tamuz, the Shulchan Aruch actually says this, I think Tovkuf Mentes, because the second Beis HaMikdash is Chomer long, we're still suffering from the Churban of the second Beis HaMikdash, so therefore we pick the date of the second Beis HaMikdash, which is when the wall was breached on the 17th of Tammuz, therefore we fast Shiva Asa V'Tamuz, even though in the Pasuk it says that during the first Beis HaMikdash the wall was breached on the 9th of Tammuz. Tosfos brings Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi gives a different answer. The Yerushalmi says, Kilkul cheshbonos hayu shom. The Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says that the Pasuk brings down it was on the 9th of Tammuz, but there was a kilkul cheshbonos. It's an unbelievable statement of the Yerushalmi, that the dates were confused because of the trouble, the turmoil, the persecution, the suffering. The dates were confused, and therefore, even though the Pasuk says that the wall was breached on the 9th of Tammuz, really it was Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, and we fast on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz because that was the true date of when the wall was breached during the first Beis HaMikdash. So, is there a difference between these two answers of Tosfos? So, actually, the Magen Avraham, in the beginning of Hilchos Tisha B'Av, says an interesting thing. He says, so, the Gemara tells us, the first Beis HaMikdash, our Gemara says, in the first Beis HaMikdash, the wall was breached on the 9th of Tammuz, and the second, it was the 17th of Tammuz. So he says, a Baal Nefesh, somebody who's very particular, so he should possibly fast on both of them, on the 9th of Tammuz and the 17th of Tammuz, because at the end of the day, in the first Beis HaMikdash, the wall was breached on the 9th of Tammuz. He then says, but maybe not, because the Yerushalmi tells us that actually it wasn't breached on the ninth of Tammuz during the first Beis HaMikdash. There was Kilkul Cheshbonus. The Novi is writing what they thought, even though it didn't actually happen. And therefore, maybe a Bal Nefesh shouldn't fast, or doesn't need to fast on the ninth of Tammuz, because we don't really know whether it happened. According to Yerushalmi, it didn't happen like that during the first Beis HaMikdash. So the Magen Avraham says, well, I'm not sure whether there's a place for a Bal Nefesh to fast at all. So we can actually see that for a Bal Nefesh, these two answers of Tosfos make a difference. So, what's interesting, according to the Bavli, that the first Beis HaMikdash, the wall was breached on the 9th of Tammuz. So, during the 70 years between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash, when were they fasting? In Bavel, in Persia, in Shushan, you know, when they lived in Golas. So, what dates were they fasting? So, according to the Bavli, so they'd fast on the 9th of Tammuz, because that was when the first Beis HaMikdash was breached. And what about Tisha B'Av? When were they fasting Tisha B'Av? So, they would have fasted on Tisha B'Av. So, what about the 3 weeks? Did they have 3 weeks then between their fast? Did they have more than 3 weeks? So, if they were fasting the 9th of Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, then there was more than 3 weeks. So, is that a problem? So, we know the 3 weeks that we have between Shivas of Tammuz and the 9th of Tammuz. So we find Asmachta's Redfeh HaSigur Bein HaMetzorim. And the Rishonim say that Daniel fasted, look at the end of Daniel, he seemed to fast for 3 weeks. Some say 3 weeks, some say three lots of 7 years, 21 years maybe. But either way, there was 21 years or days that Daniel fasted for. And that's a remez, an asmachta, for the 3 weeks, for the 21 days between Shivas of Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. So this fast of Daniel is at least a smach for this. So if you say that the first Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't Shivas of Tammuz, it was the 9th of Tammuz, does that mean there were more than 3 weeks? Well, we're saying that Daniel himself had 3 weeks between Shivas of Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. So how do we understand that? So Marsha says something very interesting. He says, how many days is between the 9th of Tammuz and Shivas of Tammuz? So it's 8 days. So he says, they were fasting 8 days before on the 9th of Tammuz. Now, he brings from the Yerushalmi in Tanis that everyone agrees there has to be 21 days between the fast. The Yerushalmi learns it from Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Makal Shokeid Aniraya, I see an almond branch. The Gemara learns an almond takes 21 days to ripen from when the buds first appear. And the Yerushalmi says there has to be 21 days between the two fasts. And the Yerushalmi says if you hold the fast is 9th of Tammuz, then the Churban would have been on the 1st of Av. Then you push Tisha B'Av back 8 days as well. And if you have the fast on Shivas of Tammuz, then you have 3 weeks from the 17th to the 9th of Av. So actually, the two things seem to go together. If you push Shivas of Tammuz back, so you look at the Marashah, he quotes the Yerushalmi, Tisha B'Av is also pushed back. So it gets a little bit complicated, and it's to do with the Kilkul Cheshbonus, the confusion of the dates. But there definitely seems to be an opinion that if you push Shivas of Tammuz back to the 9th of Tammuz, then you also push Tisha B'Av back to the 1st of Av. Even though the Beis HaMikdash seems to have been destroyed later on the 9th of Av, he says there were Kilkul Cheshbonus, there was confusion, but it does seem to be that there's that if you push one back, then you push the other back to keep the 3 weeks in between. The Turei Even here on Rosh Hashanah, so Turei Even is a sefer written by the Shagas Arya on Rosh Hashanah, he says that if you learn, like the Yerushalmi, that the wall was breached in the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash on the Shivas of Tammuz, so he says, well, then you've got six things that happened on Shivas of Tammuz, because the Mishnah in Tanis lists five things, but it says that the wall of the second Beis Hamikdash was breached on Shivas of Tammuz. If you learn that the first Beis Hamikdash was also the wall was also knocked down on Shivas of Tammuz, why doesn't the Mishnah list six things? And why isn't it Huch Balut Tzaras? Why don't we say there was a doubled Tzara on Shivas of Tammuz? So he answers that since the Novi says that the first Beis Hamikdash, the wall was breached on the ninth of Tammuz, therefore the Mishnah doesn't mention it, and therefore we don't say it's a Huchbalu. So in that way he answers the Yerushalmi like that. Just very quickly regarding nowadays, so what's the status of fasting nowadays? So the Gemara says, with Tisha B'Av we know we keep... Tishbav we keep because Huch Balut Tzaras. And then the Gemara says, with regards to nowadays, Rots, if we want to, we can. If we don't want to, we don't have to. Mishnah Berurah brings down that therefore, nowadays everyone does fast the other fasts, and therefore we fast them, although they're more lenient than Tishbav. Mishnah Berurah also brings down in Sim Tov Kufnan from the Ramban. The Ramban says that nowadays, he says, life's not brilliant. We have Gzeiras, we have persecution, and therefore he suggests that we have to keep all of the fasts in the same way as Tisha B'Av, because the Gemara tells us when there's a Shmad, when there's Tzaras, you have to keep all of the fasts like Tisha B'Av. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah brings down that Bal Nefesh will be Machmir with all of the fasts like Tisha B'Av, that with regards to shoes, but with regards to the others, not to wash on Tisha B'Av. He brings down even to start the fast from the night before. So we don't really paskin like that, but
if it's possible to come with a problem, go to start passing at night.
Yeah, so this year Shivas Batamas, if you do that, you won't have Malava Malka, yeah. You won't have Havdalah, yeah, so you're right. So there are problems of being a Bal Nefesh this year with Shivas Batamas. I would have thought that, there's, as you say, there's no place to start Shivas Batamas early this year because of Matzah Shabbos. But the Mishnah does say that since the Ramban learns nowadays we have a Shmad, therefore with all of the fasts, a Bal Nefesh, something particular, will be Machmeh on all of like Tisha B'Av. Others say that nowadays it's not a proper Shmad. We don't have the same level Shmad as they did in the times of the Mishnah with Asara HaGemalchus. Or others say that only the place where there's persecution has to fast, but other places we don't have to. And therefore, really, we paskin that nowadays we don't have the Shmad, and therefore the other fasts are because we've always done it, whereas in Tisha B'Av we have to because of Huch Balut Tzaras. So in Mitzvah Hashem, we should see a Yafaych in the same way as HaKadosh Baruch Hu transformed the Klala Lebracha with Bilam, so too we should have a Yafaych of all the fasts in a permanent way to Yom Tovim with the building of the third Beis Hamikdash Meherav Yomein Amen.